Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've got Kevin Stefanski Day in Cleveland. We've got Kenny Pickett Mania. We've got the Ben Lively news. The Cavs still out of the playoffs to talk all things Cleveland sports. Because she covers all the sports on News Channel 5 as a sports reporter. Cameron Justice joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cameron, welcome to the show.
Yay, thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, it's great to have you. Welcome to F Off Friday, your first with the show.
Listen, great day for me. Love it.
This is perfect. We'll get your thoughts on sister cities for Cleveland later on down the road. Apparently, we have a lot of them, and not all of them are ones we want, so we're going to whittle down the list here. But Kevin Stefanski continues to say really, 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 really nice things about Kenny Pickett. Is it time to embrace the idea that Kenny Pickett might be the favorite for the Browns quarterback job?
You know what? In my opinion, I think that all of them have a really good shot at it. I do think that Kenny Pickett is an answer that makes a lot of sense. He's younger than Joe Flacco, right? He's got experience. But to me, whether like favorite or no favorite, you can't make that decision yet, right? I think that it's probably a little presumptuous to think that one of the rookies would get the starting job, because you don't want that. In an ideal world, you want to make sure that they're ready and they have some experience. If they're showing that they're the best available option and that they're ready for the moment, then by all means. But I think that there is some time for them to develop a third round pick, a fifth round pick. Like, they need some time. They need some seasoning, right? I think it comes down to Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, who's going to have the better camp, who's going to appear the most likely to be able to get you wins. That's what it'll come down to with the if they go with a veteran starter. And I think it's either of their games. We saw Joe Flacco didn't have the miraculous season with the Colts that he had here in Cleveland with the Browns last season, but I think that his time being a really good quarterback in the league is done? No. Do I think it was a fluke? Probably not. I think that he's still got something in the tank, and he's going to try to prove it. So to say that Kenny Pickett is the favorite, maybe a little early, just because, like, for me to say that, I think that they all have nice things to say about all of them. We're hearing very nice things about Shedeur Sanders. They love Dylan Gabriel. Obviously, they have the background, and they love Joe Flacco, and they brought him in for a reason. So favorite is hard to say, but I think that there's a real scenario in which it would make sense. It just all comes down to what this summer ends up looking like in that four-person quarterback competition.
You mentioned Shedeur, and obviously it is very, very early, Cameron, but what has your experience with Shedeur been like?
I think Shedeur is going to be very fun to watch. Shedeur, we haven't talked to him much. He's a really good person. He wants to be good. He's really grounded, more than I think a lot of people said that the camera, the media circus, all that comes with him. I think at his core, he's a really good hearted person. And I think not everything that is subscribed to him is necessarily his fault. And so I like watching him. I like hearing him talk. I think the more that we talk to him, the more he'll feel comfortable and finding his voice and like letting his personality out in a way that's a little bit more natural. I think right now there's probably some nerves too of the questions that he's being asked. They're hard questions. They're tough. Like nobody wants to sit there and talk about the way that you were supposed to projected to be a first or second round pick and you fell all the way to five. That's tough stuff to not only deal with, but then have to answer questions on. So I think as we talk to him more, his personality will start to come out, but he's out there. He's smiling all the time. He's just a happy feeling person. He just looks happy all the time. He looks like he's having fun. And I really appreciate that. That's a big part. I want to see these players feel like this is what they love to do. They have the opportunity to do it and they're grateful for that. That I think goes miles, because when you're seeing that plays into, I think, the work ethic that happens in the classrooms at home. Like he's talked about how much he loves watching film. And I do think that is something that he does. I think that he said that he couldn't watch the Cavs game when they were still playing because he was watching film. That's not a lie. I truly believe. I think that's something that he really likes. He loves this game. He was born into this game. I think you see that. And so for me, I like that part about him. I love that it's not just something that his dad had him do because his dad was Deion Sanders, and of course his son has to play football. It's something that he really puts everything into, and he wants to be great at it, and he's passionate about that. I think that goes a long way. So I'm really excited to see how he continues to develop this summer and how he kind of fits in and how the Browns are able to shape him up, because I think he's going to put a lot into it and work really hard to make an impact here.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5 on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You think it's fair to say, because he's the fifth round pick, so he's the second of the two rookies, do you think he has the biggest uphill battle of the four quarterbacks to start week one?
Absolutely, I do. And whether that's his fault or not, I think that is the reality of it. He is a fifth-round pick, and he is kind of the underdog here. And that might not be what's perceived from the outside. I know he's got a huge fan base, right? And everybody wants to see him play, and everyone anticipated him being that first or second-round pick, which would be a clear day-one starter. And that's not the case. I think that, and whatever reasons that might have caused him to fall to the fifth round, they're there and they happened. And so now he does have an uphill battle. He's going to have to prove himself. And this is something I think that is kind of new for him, is he's going to have to earn that spot. It will be very interesting to see how he tackles that and how he approaches the task at hand. But it's the first time for him that this has really been what's facing him. Is you're not guaranteed anything. And I think for him, being a fifth round pick and having two veterans, having a third round pick ahead of him, does make this an uphill battle. I'm excited to see how he tackles. Like I said, though, like I think that he works really hard. So it should be a really interesting quarterback competition this summer. I've been saying it since they kind of shored this whole thing up. It's going to be a wild summer of speculation and headlines and storylines and who's the favorite now, who's the favorite now. Really interesting stuff. And I hope that he goes at this just head down and makes this a really fun battle and really puts his name in the hat, because I feel like they all have a shot.
Yeah, and do you think that part of it, Cameron, the fact that they all have a shot and there is four of them, do you think that helps them in the long term, or do you feel like that'll be the type of thing that because they're splitting reps and because there is just so much pressure attached to it, pressure that usually isn't attached to, you know, late May and early June, even as we get some of the OTAs underway, that maybe it isn't a good thing that we have this many quarterbacks?
You know what? I think with the two veterans, they know the deal. Joe Flacco has been in this league for a very long time. Kenny Pickett has now had a journey that has shown him what it takes and that nothing is guaranteed. So for those two, I'm not concerned. And then for the rookies, I think, if anything, this is a way for them to really sharpen themselves up. Like, they say it's so corny and so cliche, but pressure makes diamonds, right? There's a lot of pressure. If you want that job, there's a lot of
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pressure. There's three other players you're competing against. And so I think that for them, this is a really, really good growing opportunity, and it'll get you there fast. If there's something that will shape you up fast, it's a competition, knowing that your eyes are on the prize and it's right there in front of you. What it's going to take is your work and your production. I think that's going to shape them up a little bit quicker and really get the most out of them. So I think it's a good problem for the Browns to have. I mean, it's not the scenario that you would ideally be in, right? You'd have your quarterback that you know. But for a team that has had question mark at quarterback for the past 3 years, right? Even longer, forever, they've had questions at quarterback. But like through the Deshaun Watson saga and all of this, like now you know you have to get a new quarterback. You've got to find your guy. And with the way the season went last year, knowing that that was the main priority. That was the main reason that you were 3-14. Like that was the root of it. I think that this is what will allow them to maybe get out of that for this year. It's a good place to be in if you have to be in this place.
Cameron, switching to the Cavaliers, we had a good Evan Mobley conversation yesterday where I saw it happen in the playoffs. Like I think the two ball dominant guards are getting the way of Evan Mobley's development. And I think a lot of people just go, well, Evan has to want it more or put his development solely on him. Do the Cavs have to consider moves this offseason that allow them to build the offense more around Evan?
I don't know if you necessarily need to make moves. I think that's been the go-to answer. And at the end of the day, I don't think that in an ideal world for the Cavaliers, that would be a thing. I think Kobe Altman is very, very confident and comfortable with that core four and wants it to continue. He feels like they've got so much out of them, and he sees a path for them to move forward and to grow. And that does go through, and Kobe Altman said it at his end of season media availability, we go as Evan goes. They understand that Evan Mobley will be the reason why they have success. Evan Mobley's continued development that's going to be the reason they get those milestones that they're looking for. If they're able to do that, right? If they want to get to the finals, if they want to win a championship, it will be because Evan Mobley has taken that next step. But I don't know that you need to make moves in order to get that. I think for Evan Mobley, we saw it with that core four established this year. From last season to this season, Evan Mobley's trajectory skyrocketed offensively. It was a night and day difference, really. It was everything that they had talked about wanting to get out of him, he started to do. He started making shots. He started facilitating some offense, and that's huge. That's huge for him. And I do think that having that experience and and having the awareness and having the team really telling him every day, we go as you go, we go through you. You are the team. You are the reason for our success. I think that has started to instill something in him. We didn't get it in this last series. We didn't see it. I think that's the next step. But I think that having that reassurance and having seen, you know, the growth from last season to this season, having milestones like DPOY, those are things that will help elevate him. And I don't think that you necessarily need to get rid of somebody. I don't think you need to bring in somebody else or change that part of it, because I think that you can change how the team operates as is. Now, there are other questions about moving on and trading things away, getting some new pieces in there to help it, that I don't think correlate with Evan Mobley's development, but that are valid, whether it's, you know, the toughness factor, getting a big in there that can be more physical than we've seen. I think that might be something to consider, but for now, I think the combo of Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and the guard play doesn't necessarily, to me, scream that needs changed in order for Evan Mobley to continue development. I think that he's on a natural trajectory to continue reaching those steps that they need him to take.
Cameron, we got Knicks Pacers game 2 tonight. In your eyes, has Tyrese Haliburton leapfrogged Donovan Mitchell across the NBA?
That game is so painful to watch, because I feel like I should be watching Cavs basketball still, and then to have to watch the Pacers and to watch the Pacers do what they did to Cleveland, to New York. It's like, oh God, it's like reliving it. Listen, Tyrese Haliburton is the chance of the overrated, the survey, the anonymous survey that called him the most overrated player in the league. But I don't think that is fair by any means. I do think that Tyrese Haliburton in this playoff is playing out of his mind. He had one off game. He's playing out of his mind. He's hitting shots that people don't make. He shouldn't make. Good for him. I don't know that this is like, I don't think, oh, Tyrese Haliburton is going to be now a superstar. I think this is a really, really good playoff for him. Maybe this starts the conversation, but it's wild to watch, and good for them. They're a scrappy team that has put it together. I'm watching it sparingly. I'm trying to pretend that it didn't happen, and the Cavs are just on a week break and they're moving on, because I'm not ready for basketball coverage to be over.
Yeah, I don't think we are either. Cameron, great stuff. Appreciate you.
No, thanks for having me on, guys.
Cameron Justice there, News Channel 5 sports reporter on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what she had to say about the Cavaliers and about Tyrese Haliburton, whether he's overtaken Donovan Mitchell. That's coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.